Lloyd, you got a slap or a sledge?
A slap for me is for the passion of the winning coaches and how they've got their players. Kenny Hinckley, just the love he and the players have. They got him in the circle earlier in the year. You saw the way they loved their coach. Chris Fagan, he's like a proud father. Yeah, the way he wraps his arm around his players after a game. You can see the emotional attachment he's got to his players. And we interviewed him on 3OW on Saturday, and he actually admitted, I'm in charge of the environment at the Brisbane Lions. I have others who I trust who are in charge of the game plan. Love that. He's not insecure. He knows what each person's strengths are, and he lives by that. Brett Ratton, you see it in him, you know, the way the players love him. And then Nathan Buckley banging that bin at the end of it. You know, how far has Nathan Buckley came as a person? So the four winning coaches, they've got these young coaches come in. It's about X's, O's, structures, tactics, game plan. You've got to win your players first with, you know, the emotional relationship you've got. And those four, you could see it comes out in spades.
You sending a message there at all, Lloydie?
Yes, I am too. Not just if you're thinking the Essendon coach. I'm talking a lot of coaches across the comp. These young ones that come in, that's why I think you'd be leaning towards more experienced guys that have been in the game for a long time who get it, not the younger coaches who think it's all about game style and system.
Lloydie, as you leave us, if you had to be in a team this weekend to enjoy the win, which side would you have liked to have played for?
I played in an interstate final, and this was against the Dockers, but we were eighth, they were fifth in front of 45,000 people, and the joy you got out of winning an interstate final, they were great wins everywhere, but one on the road.
There's your headline scoop. Yep. Lloyd wants to be a Collingwood player.
Yeah, that's what I heard. This is Sports A for Kia and Red Energy.